The following program is presented by Kevin Shorey Ministries, whose mission is to fulfill the Great Commission by spreading the word that Jesus is the answer for this world today. Live from the A.M. Kevin Studios, located in the country music capital of the world, Nashville, Tennessee, it's time for A.M. Kevin, featuring evangelist, composer, and gospel artist celebrating 40 years of ministry, Kevin Shorey. Today, Kevin's special guest, live from the Village at the Zoo Church, Miss Fritzy Ketcher Montgomery, and another earthly story with heavenly meaning. And now, beginning his 41st year, reaching coast to coast and around the world with the message that Jesus is the answer for this world today, is your host, Kevin Shorey.
Serve the Lord from my growing up gospel CD. Let's start with this. This is my prayer today for sure on this Friday. Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. Hey, everybody.
Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, yeah, I'll have the strength to carry on. I thought the sun had come to stay, but all too soon it went away. And in its place the storm clouds came, and with the clouds there came the rain. It rained so hard and oh so long, but amidst the storm I felt your calm. Your touch that brought me through it all. Without your help, I'd surely fall. So, Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you give me, Lord, another touch, I know you can. I'll have the strength to carry on. Now yesterday has come and gone, and now a new day's coming on. I do not know what it may bring. My heart may cry instead of sing. It matters not what comes my way, Lord, if you'll just touch me new each day. Oh, your loving touch drives all my fears away. Close by your side, I've got to stay. Oh, Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. Lord, you know how weak I really am, even better than myself. With your help, I know I really can make
make it through the darkest night. Oh, everything's gonna be all right.
Lord, you know I need a brand new time.
Brand new time.
My strength from yesterday, it's gone. But if you give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. Won't you help me, Lord?
I'll have the strength to carry on.
This is my heart's cry.
Give me the strength to carry on.
Amen, 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 amen. Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you give me just one more touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. A great Lanny Wolf song. I love that song. Thank you, Lanny, for your gift to the church and all your great songs. That is on my Growing Up Gospel, 12 songs on this newest CD. I'm going to tell you, I have a special offer for this, and I'll tell you the reason why in just a second, why I'm singing songs from last year's new CD. But I want to believe and pray with you. I believe God has an answer for you, and we're standing on His Word. This is by His stripes you're healed, that healing is the children's bread, that He sent His Word, the Word of God, and healed your disease. You can ask anything in His name, or two or more agree, it shall be done. And if that's not enough scripture, then it says the same power, the resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. I love the Word of God, and it brings healing to you right now. Restoring back anything that the enemy has stolen. Restoring your family, your job, a promotion. Moving forward in 2024, not going to be poor. Poor in spirit, poor in money, poor in health. And every career, business, job, and ministry. Every transaction you partake in will be successful, I pray. Every goal will be met. Every God-given dream will be accomplished. Blessing, favor, success, prosperity and fruitfulness into every endeavor. And most of all, through every occupation, career, or ministry, we will not be ashamed, God, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of your gospel, Lord, the good news. For it is the power of God unto salvation. And so we're believing it and receiving for you, for this nation. It'll be one nation under God again. And the old men, like our president, will dream dreams. And the young men will see visions. And we will have one nation under God again. God, pray for peace at this time, and peace in Ukraine, but peace in Israel. In the name of Jesus, let God arise and His enemies, Hamas, Hezbollah, be scattered. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we believe it. For everyone watching, and everyone within the sound of my voice, victory is yours today. And God, we give you praise and glory and honor for that in Jesus' name. You know, we have our full partner prayer on Mondays, and I hope you'll be a part of that for sure. And we'll definitely, if you have any prayer requests at all, we'll send those in so we can believe and pray with you. We really believe that God does answer prayer, and miracles are still happening today. If you don't believe that, just ask me about the miracle that happened to me last year, for sure. As a matter of fact, it's Fritzy Friday. Fritzy's here, and my healing took place at the Zoo Church on the way. Another brother and good friend of mine prayed for me at my house. And I felt that something was happening there. And then when I was released from taking my medicine, was at Zoo Church and on the way home. And I haven't taken it. That was in September of last year. And my neurologist and the doctors are all amazed. And it just shows the glory of God and His goodness. Good morning, Larry Rowana. And pray Wally gets a blessing today. Daris and Judy. Phyllis and Bob and Sherry, Idaho's in the house with good potatoes. But the best potatoes? I'm not starting today. I'm playing. Laura, I love you. God bless you and Todd and Let's see. You need this song. I know I did too. Do you know the way to San Jose? Karen does. And hi, Karen. And Charlene, Fritzy. I know you can hear me, Fritzy. You don't have to respond, but we were just talking about where Charlene. We love her comments. Just from the very fact when she opens up God Morning, she was the first one I'd ever heard do that. Charlene, we miss you. I am so glad you're back. There she is. Fritzy and I were just talking about you before we went on the air. We missed you. I'm so glad you're back, Miss Charlene. I love you so much. And Fritzy's husband, Pastor Rick, is in the house. And let's see who else is in the house. Everybody's saying hi. Say hi to Charlene so she comes back every day now. I miss her. And Joyce is in the house. That's a big Fritzy Friday. I got on just took a while this morning, but I'm here. Yay, I'm glad. Pastor Beatty is in the house. Oh, everybody is here. I love it. You're here on a good holiday. This is a good holiday. We're going to talk about the holiday. We're going to have the jokes of the day and take our medicine. But I wanted to also throw out a special prayer for John Davis's family. You may not know, but he was a pastor in Branson and worked with Pastor Kilpatrick in a lot of revivals. If you know that name from the Brownsville revival and all from then on, John Davis was part of that. But he tried to bring that same thing to Branson and had a church there. Passed away this last weekend, as well as a great teacher, preacher, and evangelist, Jerry Savelle, passed away. And they're in a better place for sure. Hey, Miss Jan is in the house. It's good to see Jan in the house. Jan is watching us from... Jan is in, I think she's in Tennessee, but wait a minute. Let me make sure. Jan can tell us what state, but I should know this already. It doesn't sound right that it's Tennessee, but Miss Jan, is it Missouri? Do I know you from Missouri? No. Let me see. I know this. Oh, this is, I'm taking too much time. The International Cowboy Church, Evangelical Christian University, Louisiana, in Monroe. All right. God bless you. You just got to get in on the show more often so that I can, I know what state you're from automatically, you know, I just have to do that for sure. I'm glad you're watching Miss Jan today and that everybody's in the house. All right. And more will join us for sure because they cannot miss the earthly stories. Where's your book? Now, Kevin. Kevin, that's not it. You know, preparation is a biblical thing. The gospel of preparation, right? It's supposed to be shod on your feet. So I must have dropped my armor off my foot because... Dun dun! There it is. Earthly Stories with Heavenly Meaning is coming up. You know, I do have a picture. I could have just put the picture up. I just, there. This is it right there. This is Earthly. Mandisa has passed away as well, but you know, the Bible clearly says that there's a time to be born and time to die. And, you know, it's appointed unto man once to die. But after that, come on, for those who know Christ, come on, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But pray for Mandisa's family, Jerry Savelle's, John Davis family, if you would, please do that for sure. And then we have, you know, we have birthdays.
Well, today is your special day, and everyone at AM Kevin and Kevin Shorey Ministries want to wish you a very happy birthday and many more.
Yes, and that is for our dear friend Debbie Everett. Debbie and Dale. Dale, her husband, married Cindy and I. That's right. He's been a friend for a long time. We met in Wachula, Florida, back when he was pastoring there at Florida's First Assembly, and we had a six-week revival, maybe even longer. But it was great revival, and now he's on the road full-time and oversees a lot in Africa, but around the world and the United States as well. And his wife accompanies him, and that's Debbie's birthday. So, Debbie, if you see this, happy birthday to you. Tomorrow, we won't be here because it's Saturday, but Joel Hemphill's wife, Christy, they've been on this stage and sat right here in these seats right here. Christy Hemphill is another year older, another time the sun has gone around, or the earth has gone around the sun, right? One whole year. So happy birthday to Miss Christy, and I hope Miss Christy, you'll see this program to see that we love you, and I'm so thankful for you and your gift to the body with you and Joel for sure. God bless you. And if I missed your birthday, please let me know. I know there was somebody else that had a birthday, and I wanted to say happy birthday, and I can't. I think I got to write more things down, and I really should. Miss Joy, what state are you watching from? The Joy is Joy Love Valley, it says. I love that name. That's a pretty name. And I would like to know where you're watching. It's Springfield. I think you're watching us from Springfield, Missouri, because that's what your Facebook thing says. So, hello, Springfield. And you probably know about John Davis and all. And we are definitely praying for the Davis family. The funeral is actually going on right now. And it's live at the Faith in the Don't you turn the channel. Don't you change. I'm sure it'll be there. It'll be posted up for everybody to see it. It's at Faith and Wisdom, our old home church. You're now in Fort Worth, Texas. All right, Joy, I hope you'll watch us more often so I can remember that, just like I was saying to I was saying to our Louisiana Jan. We have Fort Worth Joy. All right. I guess your place, Sandy. I haven't seen Sandy. We have another Cassandra, who has been a partner for years from Fort Worth. I haven't seen her on a long while. I'm just so happy, too, that Charlene, another Louisianian, has been watching. And so I don't want to take too much time here, but I wanted to maybe address something before I go into. First of all, we'd love for you to be a partner with our ministry. And I'm going to go to the mail today and hopefully get it for the weekend, Laura, to answer your question. How do I get my music to you? All right, just send it this way. Message your information to here on Messenger. First of all, I wanted to say that I sing Brand New Touch. I'm going to sing another God Walks the Dark Hills from. These are songs that my mama taught me growing up gospel. And this coming Tuesday will be the 8th anniversary of my mom's passing. And so I thought, I honored her last year with this new CD from last year. I want to honor again, and maybe you don't have that. And if you would get that for the normal price, I will send you any other CD that you want. We have redone my first album on CD. My first solo was on Come Bless the Lord, the Lundstrom Singers. We'll send you that, or the newest rebooted Can't Stop Now. You know, those are some of the things. Those are some of the newest productions we've done this year in the last 6 months. And so get yours at $20 and get another one free. You pick. We also have We have our new Tumblr, 41 years in ministry. For 41 years, for $41, we'll send you the brand new Tumblr. Comes with a straw and a cleaner for that. It's so good. Keeps the cold cold and the hot hot and all that good stuff.
And for $41, we'll send you the tumbler. But you can also pick two, any two gifts off the internet, off our site, kevinchory.com, or you can write to us and tell us. You want to know what's happening in the Middle East and why it's happening? This is not a preaching book. This is a teaching book, and this will tell you. It's called The Soldiers of Allah. We'll send you that. Maybe you'd like the New Testament in first person, God speaking to you. I am God the Son. We also have it in anime or comic book form for kids. The Son, the one true superhero, which we know is Jesus. You can pick any one, two of those. The Kevin Shorey Show t-shirt we have. The Friends of Israel ball cap, the same ball cap I'm wearing. But all these are available. All you got to do is ask, and you shall receive, just like Jesus says he'll do for us. But get the $41. $41, if you'll give your extra $41, we'll send you the tumbler. And any two gifts that you pick, it's on the website. Want to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And on the inside of that card, we just got from Ginger. I don't see Ginger in this morning. She may show up here, but she'll watch the program. She watches every day. Whether it's not live, she'll watch it that night. But inside, she said, I want two of the new Can't Stop Now. That's right. Two of Can't Stop Now. That's our new. Well, it's up here, too, in the window. So thank you, and I won a prize. So it's at the $5 for her prize, and thanks for sending out the prizes as quickly as you do. You rock. Thank you, Ginger. God bless you and Cindy. Love and hugs from your sister in Christ, Ginger Z, out there in California, Delhi. We'll put that up there on the desk. You can see that. You can see it better with the wide shot. Anyway, you know, there's a thing going on the internet, and I am so proud of you. I haven't seen any of y'all make any comments. I think we should just stay out of it. I don't think it's a thing that the body of Christ needs to spend time, because the leaders, spiritual leaders, and this has always been my theology, that God takes care of the things that are wrong, and he exalts the people that, you know, are in the right. And my personal feelings aside, I think that a conference, a men's conference that had a boxing match and a circus act, has been over hyper spiritualized as something that was evil. This is what the preacher said during the conference. Didn't go to the pastor that was the head of the conference. This is out there in Springfield. This is a pastor, John Lindell, who has been a friend of my brother's and those when we were in Branson. Just a great man of God, who had one of his guest speakers who is circumspect, to say the least, from his past and things. But we definitely don't get people, judge any people's past anymore. But this man judged the man that was a part of the circus act in his past, because before he was saved, he was. He had been an actual dancer and stripper. He gave his life to the Lord and wanted to use his talents, and he did in this circus act. It was nothing more than that. Whereas a circus, he would do this like he was a bodybuilder. He'd rip off a shirt, he put a sword down his throat, and he climbed this giant pole. And it's just nothing more than a circus act. And over 500 men were saved in this conference. But this other preacher got up there to say that he thought three things, which are very serious, that he called out that born-again believer as a stripper. He called out the pastor as allowing the spirit of Jezebel, and that the pole they used, which was an acrobatic pole, was a Ashtoreth Baal worshiping pole. And those are serious allegations that certainly don't come before people unsaved, people saved in the church. It goes to the brother you have ought against first, Matthew 17 or 18 it is. And he didn't do that. Instead, he grandstanded in front of the people, and to me, and he has not repented. publicly. There's been attempts to reach out to him in the biblical ways. First, you go to your brother, then you bring another brother. Pastor Lindell has done all of these things. Then you bring it before the body. And if they still don't repent, then you're to dismiss them. But I pray for the brother that caused this controversy. But what really breaks my heart is all those that are agreeing that it needed to be called out. First of all, they're obviously not part of that church. And if they are, I don't understand it. All I want to say is I am proud of you all because I haven't seen you. As a matter of fact, some of you even said, if you're going to criticize any preachers, I'm going to take you off my Facebook friends. But we need to stay biblical, not political. We stay biblical, not by our feelings or emotions. And I believe personally that the pastor did everything biblically and right, and that the evangelist, or who's also a pastor, misspoke and did a very harmful thing to the body of Christ by the way it was handled. And it is an Assembly of God church. The Assembly of God denomination had to close down their phone lines. James River Church, the church Pastor Lindell, where the conference was, had to shut down their phone lines because both receptionists in both areas in Springfield were receiving death threats and very negative. How Christian is that? Death threats? What? And let's just stay close to the Bible and close to the Word. And I don't want to bring up any kind of things to bring up something. I'm not that way at all, you know. But I do get on my soapbox. If I'm going to get on my soapbox about what's happening in the White House or what's happening in the world, if it's happening in the church, come on, let's heal, let's love, and let's go forward. That's right. Judgment does begin in the house of God. It's true. And looking back at it, I see not one thing that they did that was anti-biblical. There is a tendency in all of our churches to lean on entertainment and the flesh instead of the Word of God and the worship of God. This church did not do that. This was a men's conference, wasn't even a church service. This was a men's conference that would have their, this is what our show does. We have entertainment. We have country singers. We've had rock, rap, blues. I mean, you know, we have magicians, musicians, comedians. But this is all for one goal. That's to lead people to Jesus. And that was the goal. That is the goal of, okay, Joy, if you quit sending me messages because I'm live, you can send it afterwards. Thank you. But I do know there's a tendency for the church to lean on entertainment, and we need to stop doing that. But this was not that case. This was done like we do here. We use it as bait to lead people to the Lord, to get people to watch, to get people to come to the conference. They did that. And, we can be hyper-spiritual or we can be hyper lovers of Christ and lovers of others, because if we fulfill the whole laws of Christ, that's to love God with our heart, soul, and mind, and to love everybody else, love our neighbors as ourselves. And that being said, let's go, and I purposely did this before the humor, but we have a great day to celebrate today. Of all the days that I could pick, I had to pick this day. And it's Frog Month, so we got the Dancing Frog, right?
Every day is a holiday, celebrating some person, place, or thing. And here at AM Kevin, we'd love to acknowledge each and every one. Here's Kevin with today's special day.
Also, if you really want to be a part of our ministry and what we're trying to do, like I said, we use all kinds of bait, different bait for different fish, but we get people. Wasn't yesterday's guest David Reeves, Dr. David Reeves? Amazing paleontologist, biologist, all the ologies, and astronomist as well. So he studies the heavens and the stars, not astrologist. He doesn't go with the horoscope and all that junk. He studies the space and the skies that God has made, and the earth with the bones and the fossils, and so cool. And yet He always, every bit of science confirms the Bible is true. I love that. I can't wait to have him back on. And I can't wait to bring you to the museum. He's invited us to bring a camera to the museum and do a show from there live. So that's going to be fun. But if you want to be a part, it's $11 a month to start. AM Kevin Club. Get online or write to us today at P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. Our email is kshoryman@aol.com, and our website is kevinshory.com. Start at 11 because it rhymes with Kevin, and it sounds like heaven and the perfect number 7. That's right. $11 a month. We'll send you the mug, and you'll get, when I get to it, you'll get a letter from me almost every month. I've been a bad boy. I am sorry. I did not say anything in March. So you're going to get a couple things in April. Okay, we're going to do it. I promise. But it is a special blessed holiday because it's a thing that God has made. And when God has made something, of course, we want to rejoice in that. And so today is National Garlic Day. That's right. Here's one of my favorite brands. It's Nature's Promise minced garlic. I get them like this. I'm too lazy to cut them all up. But I have, you know, because it is cheaper to do it that way. But, you know, garlic is a veggie and an herb at the same time. And I use it in almost everything. And it's used medicinally since it was ever first founded in Asia. It's native to Asia. And they also thought it warded off evil spirits. You know, if you put garlic up, you know, Dracula won't come to your house and all that, whatever junk. But those are stories. But medicinally, there are phytonutrients, phyto ingredients in there. I don't know what phyto is, but not F-I-D-O. P-H-Y-T-O. Phytonutrients that actually ward off heart disease, not evil spirits, but heart disease and cancer, particularly colorectal and stomach cancers. It lowers cholesterol. It helps fight off flus and colds, helps you, you know, in your throat and all, reduces the buildup of plaque in your arteries. And I read, it's even used in toothaches. I don't know, but I think you'd be so concerned about your breath that the tooth would not ache anymore. I don't know. But there's happy National Garlic Day. Garlic Day. Come on, let's take some other medicine besides our garlic. Don't you love garlic?
Here's Kevin with today's jokes.
All right, thank you, Banana Splits. What do garlics do when it gets hot? They take their clothes off. Thank you. You need this medicine. Charlene loves garlic. I know. Yeah, an astronomer has stars in their eyes, right? And, you know, that's so true, Robin. Not Robin. She said, she says hi, but I punched it too soon. It is Charlene says, yes, my grandmother said you can make a sin out of anything by your attitude toward it. It's so true. I got another garlic joke, but I did want to say, you know, garlics, when you do have them in the clothes, you take off one of those clothes, and if you take the flat of the knife and put it against the counter or on your cutting board and mush it, then the peeling comes right off, and then you can use them and then cut them up. So I don't know. How about one more? You want one more? I got a one more. 100-year-old man. It's a 100-year-old man was bragging about his secret to his long life. And he said, thank you, Joy, for another message. The secret to my long life and living 100 years old is garlic. And somebody said, it's not so much a secret, sir. You get it? Because if he's taking garlic, it's really not a secret. Well, I hope you will take your garlic. All right. We have our special guest every other Friday. It is Fritzy Friday, and we are so glad that she is here. So glad that I got to give her some applause, because I love when she is here, and I love her stories. And take your time. Don't worry about time. It's Friday, It's crazy Fritzy Friday, so we can do whatever we want. Fantastic, fabulous Fritzy Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, Fritzy Catcher Montgomery. Hi, Miss Fritzy.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Do you have good weather out there? It's cool and cloudy here. I don't know. How is it out there?
Cool, cloudy. But it's a good day.
It's a good day to serve the Lord, isn't it? And I like that it says, hello, sunshine, on your shirt.
Well, I'm going to just give him a shout out. Wesley put this lettering on there.
Okay. Well, and it's my favorite color, purple. So you could do no wrong today, Miss Fritzy. But let's hear it. Let's hear. Is this from the book? Is this from another story or the future book that's coming out this year?
Future book. This is from the future book.
I'm crossing my fingers.
Okay. So this story took place when I was probably 9 or 10 years old. Mom and my sister Sue and I were members of Park Place Baptist Church on 23rd Broadway in Little Rock. And as creatures of habit, everybody sat in the same place, the same pew, every service. And so our seat was the fourth seat on the right-hand side of the church. In front of us was a mother and daughter. The mother was probably in her 80s, and the daughter was in her 60s. They looked like sisters. They both were white-headed. They wore little gold-rimmed glasses, little flowered print dresses. And on Sunday morning, they wore a little hat. And they were always really friendly and talked to Mom. But on this particular Sunday, we were standing up, the congregation stood up, and the pastor called on, naturally, a man to pray. And he's praying. And I couldn't believe my eyes because the mother was turned almost all the way around in her pew. And she was just looking out over the congregation. Her eyes were open, her head was up, and she was just looking around. And I just stared at her because I couldn't believe it. Anyway, she never looked at me. And I couldn't hardly wait for church to be over because I had something to share with Mom. So I waited till we got home. And I boldly and proudly went up to Mom and I said, Mom. I said, did you know that during prayer today that Miss Smith, she had her head up, her eyes were wide open, and she was turned, and she was just looking out across the congregation to everybody. She never did put her head down. And Mom just very calmly looked at me, and she said, and how would you know that? She said, how would you be able to tell me that?
Yeah.
And I said, because Mom, I saw her with her eyes open and looking around. And Mom said, well, perhaps you should be more concerned about what you're doing than what Miss Smith is doing.
Yep.
Now, it could very well have been that she was looking around and looking at different ones, knowing the situation or the things that they're having to go through, and she was praying for them. And so she said, you don't need to worry about what other people are doing. You just need to be concerned about yourself. And she said it in a very kind, very gentle way, but I got the message. I really, truly got the message at that young age. So much of the time, and I don't think a lot of time we even realize it, but if we don't even say it, we certainly think it. Well, at least I'm not as bad as so-and-so. Mm,
come on.
Or at least I've never done such and such. And we feel pretty good about ourselves. We feel pretty good that we're not so bad. We're doing pretty good. And it's awful what maybe somebody else is doing when we do not know the circumstance. And certainly we do not know their heart and what's going on. So in Matthew 7:3, it says, and why worry about a speck in your brother's eye but fail to notice the beam in your own eye.
Oh my goodness.
And so if you had actually a beam in your eye, every which way you would turn, it would be destructive. It would be hurtful. And sometimes we don't recognize that in our own lives, but we're quick to point a finger at the slightest little, what we would call a problem or a infraction with someone else. And so also, the closer that we are walking to God,
yes,
we see how what we've got in our lives, that if we're going to compare us to anybody, we need to compare ourselves to God. And when we do, we fall pretty short. And so when we're walking with God, when we've really got a relationship with Him, then we're less critical of other people. And we're more concerned about what's in our eye, what's in our life, and getting that straightened out for our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
You did not know what I was going to talk about before you got on, did you? I didn't tell you.
No. No, you didn't tell me.
I don't know if you were listening and all, but you know about the thing that's happening up in Springfield. This is, you know, it really solves a lot of issues if we just worry about us and pray for everybody else instead of worry about everybody else, you know.
Right.
And this is a Jesus teaching that is so important that sometimes we miss. And, man, it is so true because, you're giving me goosebumps and almost going to cry because of that story of you in church. I've done the same thing when I was a kid. You know, as an adult, I think I still do once in a while. I open my eyes to see something that's going around in the church instead of praying and talking to God, you know, communicating.
Yeah.
Where the time of prayer is a time for prayer, or the time of worship. I'm looking at what somebody's wearing in church, or I'm looking at, you know, look at their hat, or, oh, you know, I remember when that was in style, or, you know, that kind of thoughts go through my head when I should be worshiping or I should be praying. And yeah, concerned about the speck in my eye, you know,
or
maybe it's even bigger. You know, I'm pointing out somebody's speck and I've got a log sticking out of my eye.
Right. Yeah.
And man, that is such a principle of the kingdom that we have got to reinforce in our lives every day.
But it's easier to point out somebody else's flaws than to deal with our own.
I think it's the reason the Oprah, Jerry Springer, all those different talk shows were so popular, because everybody watched everybody else's misery and said, well, I'm better than
them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it made me feel good because I can watch, you know, I'm better. That's why I think people watch soap operas. Yeah. Same, they're miserable. And
I'll tell you why you watch soap operas. You watch soap operas because they never have to do laundry or dishes or change diapers or any of that.
That's
and they
true.
All and the women always look glamorous, and that's not real life.
That's a part of it for sure. It's an escape for sure. But that's why I watch Disney movies. But anyway, or superhero movies is my escape. But please tell me you got one more. Come on. That was so good.
I do. I do have one more.
Right.
This happened when I was in 10th grade, and I went to Fuller. It's a rural school in Little Rock, or it was a rural school. In 10th grade, I chose to take Typing 1, and it was a pretty good-sized classroom. So the first day that we go in, we have assigned seats. We have a table. And on the table is a typewriter and a stand for our typing book. Our typewriter is manual. That is a manual typewriter. Now, there were some electric typewriters in the room, but we weren't allowed to use those. Our teacher was fresh out of college, a young lady. And so she was teaching us the very first day where to put our fingers on the keyboard. And we'd take them off and put them on to kind of get used to that. And then she showed us how to put the paper down into the typewriter, and we'd have to, you know, learn how to bring the carriage over. And so this is what she taught us. She said, this is really important. This is the basic. You're going to have to learn those basic keys where you always put your fingers. And that was A, S, D, F, J, K, L, semicolon. And she went around the room, up and down the aisles, talking about or chanting, ASDFJKL:ASDFJKL:. Over and over and over. In fact, I think I would hear it in my sleep.
Yes.
But we would practice that over and over. While she was doing that, we were hitting those same keys. And then a few days later, she would add maybe another letter to that, and we would still practice the ASDFJKL:, but maybe we would add a T or something to it. We'd done that all the first semester. We had to take the speed typing test to see how we were doing and how fast we could go, but more important, how many mistakes that you were making or not making. And so then we had Christmas break, gone for a couple of weeks. We come back to typing. And much to our surprise, every typewriter in that room, the keys were covered. And so for some of us, I was one of them. This time, I knew where the keys were. But for many of them, they did not do the practice like they were supposed to. And when the teacher wasn't looking, their hands were off the keyboard, and they were doing this, looking around and pecking. And they couldn't just put their fingers there and just type without looking. They had to look. And so now they had nothing to look at because every key was covered. And so many of those students were struggling. Some of them dropped out, and some of them just failed. So it was important that we listened to that teacher, and it was important that we practiced, even though it was many days seemed boring over and over and over and over, but it was important because that surprise came, and she sure didn't warn us, and there it was. So in life, we have those unexpected surprises. We're not looking for them, and a lot of times it just really just stops us in our tracks. It could be an illness, it could be financial, it could be all kinds of things that happen. And we don't know what to do. And we wring our hands, we're afraid, we're caught off guard. But if all along we have been in God's word, all along in the good days we have been praying and staying close to Him, being involved in His church and leaning into Him on the good days, when the surprises come, when the hard times come, when the unexpected comes, then we're ready. We know we may not have all the answers, but we know we have the assurance that God is with us, and we keep leaning in, keep trusting Him, because we know whatever is coming our way, God's got us, and it's going to be all right. But it's real important that we have put in the time, the effort, and yes, the sacrifice, before these surprises arrive, the bad days. It's not if they will come, it's when they will come. They will come, and we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. So,
yes, that's good.
In Psalms 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." So even though things might not change during that storm time, during those tough days, we still have to trust Him and realize that no matter what, He's right here with us. He went ahead of us, and just know that everything is going to be okay. Because see, by that time, when we get to those hard times, we should have the tools, the resources, and have built up our faith that it's going to be okay, that we can get through those bad times.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think you meant Proverbs. You said Psalm, because I know this.
Did I say Psalms? I meant Proverbs.
Yes, Proverbs
I meant
three.
I've got it written down, Proverbs, but I said, okay.
No,
glad you caught that.
This was my mom's favorite verse, and she quoted to us many, many times. And I'm kind of paying tribute to Mom today anyway, but that is so very true, to always be prepared in and out of season, to stay in the Word. We don't know what's going to come our way. You know, we don't know what tomorrow may bring, but if we're staying in the Word and we're ready, even if all the keys are blacked out. I took typing as well. For some reason, I thought typewriters would be with us forever. But I still use it on the computer. I'm not as good for some reason as I used to be on the typewriter, but still, you know, that's why we have to stay in the Word. We have to stay in prayer. We have to stay in church. So mm-hmm. important. And stay watching the AM Kevin Club every day.
That's right.
I'll throw that in. These are two very, very, very important principles. You know, first of all, to, let people leave people in God's hands and just worry about yourself, you know, and pray for others. And also to be prepared, and to stay full of the Word. So would you pray for us that we would do this and keep to these principles that are so important in the kingdom? Fritzy, this was probably one of the best ones today. It was very good and right on time.
Well, you say that every time.
What's that?
I said you say that every time.
Yes, it is. You just better yourself every time. I love it. And
thank you.
No, it does my heart good. And I know you're blessing everybody because people look forward to it. I mean, look at the lineup of all the even new names on here today that I haven't seen before because they line up for Fritzy Friday. So, but pray for us. We need help in those areas. It's easy to try to get into somebody else's business instead of take care of our own. Those two stories go hand in hand, because if we're busy with everybody, if we're a busy body with everybody else, then we're not taking care of ourselves and we're not being prepared ourselves for what God wants us to do. So, and you had no idea what I was going to, and I don't usually go deep in this, but it's just grieving me what's happening around the United States right now online with people's negativity and all that are Christians, I'm sure, but wow. Mm-hmm. Just pray for us, would you, Miss Fritzy? I love your prayers.
Yeah. Father, we just thank you that we can come to your throne. And Father, I just pray that each and every one of us will just get closer to you, get into your word, and take what we should be taking, take your word and be more serious about it. Not to be critical to others and about others, and to live out your word. Father, if we would just live out your word, what a difference that would make in our world. And Father, I just ask that we just get real serious.
Yes, Lord.
To leave the foolishness way behind. I don't think we've got a whole lot of time on this earth, and we need to just do all that we can for the kingdom. I pray if there's anyone that is listening that is not sure of their salvation, that today would be the day that they would ask you as their Savior and make that real, make that no doubts anymore. Father, I pray for each person that's listening. God bless situations in their life. Let them know that you are in control, that you've already gone before them, and you're taking care of anything that might be bothering them and be a burden to them, that you've already got it all taken care of. You've got a solution. Father, be with each one of us. Help us to be bold. Help us to be strong and get into your word and get encouraged each and every day, and not to compromise, to stand strong in your word. I thank you for what Kevin is doing, and I ask you to be with him and his ministry, be with Larry, be with Ruth, and as they work on this ministry and draw others to you for the only one reason, that they may get to know who Jesus is as their Savior. Father, again, I thank you for all that you're doing, and I ask this and thank you and let you know that we love and appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Good prayer, good word. You never disappoint. I'm so glad you're here today. And we needed that today. Just that encourages me because of all that's been going on. You know, I take things really heavily, and I can really, especially when it comes to the body of Christ, but I defend the body 100%. And thank you so much. And if anybody listening has accepted Jesus today because of this great word, please let us know. Our information is on the screen, or will be in a second here. But thank you, Miss Fritzy. We're going to close out. And thank you, Wesley. Appreciate you. And
Wesley waved at you.
Yes. And your husband's watching, as he should. So thank you, Pastor Rick. And we look forward to the next Shorey Sunday, June the
2nd. Oh, yeah, we love those.
Huh?
I said we love those. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. love being with you, and love when you're here by way of Skype. Appreciate you so much.
Well, and thank you for asking me.
Of course. I hope we're booked for in a couple of weeks, right? You're coming back?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We'll see you then. Love you.
Okay.
Bless you.
Love you.
Bless you and the church.
This has been another Earthly Story with Heavenly Meaning with author Fritzi Ketcher Montgomery. You can read more stories in her book, Earthly Stories with Heavenly Meaning, available online from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold.
I'm here. I just had to push the buttons to get there. Let me do another song from Growing Up Gospel. This one I got to do as a duet with my dear friend Lulu Roman from Hee Haw. And this is a blessing to have her on there. But I hope this song also blesses you. God Walks the Dark Hills. Come on. God walks the dark hills. Somebody's calling me. Let's start it over again. Oh, yeah, let me say it again. God walks your dark hills, the highways, the byways. He walks on the billows of life's troubled seas. He walks in the cold, dark nights, the shadows of midnight. God walks the dark hills just to guide you and me.
Come on!
God walks the dark hills just to guide my footsteps. Yes, he does. He walks everywhere, by night and by day. He walks in the silence on down life's highways. God walks the dark hills just to show me the way. And God walks even in your darkest storms, the rain and even the sunshine. He walks on the billows or through glimmering light. He walks up those mountains so high, crosses rivers, goes through your valleys. God walks the dark hills, yes he does, because he loves you and me. Oh, God walks the dark hills just to guide my footsteps. Thank him, praise him right now. He walks everywhere, everywhere, by night and by day. He walks in the silence on down life's highway. God walks the dark hills to show me the way. Amen, amen. And of course, you can get the full song on the CD, and if you get it, I will add the newest one with it, Can't Stop Now, or Have Faith, or The Lonesome Singers Come Bless the Lord. These are all redone from cassettes and albums onto CDs, but this is the newest, and we're working on another project, And some of you have set aside a few dollars for the next project. You asked, you wanted to be on the next project deal. So we've done that. And I have a dear friend, the one that wrote a lot of songs with me, that was calling. He obviously forgets I do a show every day. And almost my friends and family do. But I hope you have a good weekend. We've got to go now. Next week, Larry Ferguson. He was the road manager. And one of the things he's done, he's now like Mr. Tennessee. He does interviews all over and wants me to be on his program. But he's going to be on our program next week. Larry Ferguson, he was Dottie Rambo's road manager. That's what I'm going to say. And was there when Dottie was killed in that tragic bus accident. He was on the bus there. Our pastor's going to be on next week, Pastor Chris Moore. It's been a while. And Bev McCann for the first time. So there's a lot of first timers. It's going to be a great week. And of course, Soapbox Sermons Partner Prayers on Monday night. Make sure you do not miss. And I know this was a great, great program. So do not miss the opportunity to share it with somebody. That's right. Push the share button if you're on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, tell somebody else to get on the YouTube channel and join on. Larry's going to tell you about how to do all that. If you're listening by a podcast, let us know what you think of the program. Go to kevinchoy.com or email us at kshoreymin@aol.com or write us at P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee 37146. I love you. God loves you. And remember, Jesus is the answer for this world today. Have a great, glorious, blessed weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
This brings to a close another edition of AM Kevin. We're glad you could join us. If you'd like to contact us, you can write us at Kevin Shorey Ministries, P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee 37146. Our email address is kshoreymin@aol.com, and you can visit our website, kevinshorey.com. Be sure and follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. When you do, be sure and hit the like button and the notification bell so you'll know when we go live. Join us again next time when we present another edition of AM Kevin. And remember, Jesus is the answer for this world today. AM Kevin is part of the outreach ministry of Kevin Shorey Ministries, Inc., all rights reserved.